Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, we're diving into some massive headlines, starting with a truly groundbreaking acquisition in the AI world. NVIDIA is reportedly set to acquire Hugging Face for a staggering $12.9 billion.
That's right, Paul. And this isn't just a big number. It's a huge strategic move. Hugging Face has become the central hub for open source AI models and tools. So NVIDIA buying them really consolidates their position across the entire AI stack, from hardware to software and community.
Absolutely, Jane. It makes you wonder what kind of integrations and new services we'll see from that partnership. Speaking of new developments, Anthropic just unveiled something pretty significant with their model hardware standard.
Yes, this is a game changer for how AI agents interact with the physical world, Paul. Their new standard allows AI agents to directly connect and operate real-world machinery like microscopes or robot arms, which previously required custom, time-consuming coding.
So it's essentially a plug-and-play for AI into industrial equipment, making every machine potentially AI-ready, you know? That's a huge leap for automation. But let's pivot back to NVIDIA for a moment, because they also had a massive day on the stock market.
They certainly did. NVIDIA added an incredible $442 billion in market value in a single day, marking their second-largest one-day gain ever. This really underscores the continued insatiable demand for their AI chips, Paul.
It's just mind-boggling, Jane, the kind of growth they're seeing. However, on the flip side of their financial news, NVIDIA also halted parts of a $36 billion AI cloud financing program due to potential antitrust concerns.
That's a really interesting development, Paul. The program essentially had NVIDIA providing credit to smaller AI cloud providers in exchange for a share of their revenue. It seems the structure of that deal raised eyebrows internally about how much control NVIDIA had over its customers' operations.
Right. It's a fine line between fostering an ecosystem and potentially stifling competition, isn't it? Meanwhile, AMD is making its own moves, releasing ROCm 10.0 with a native agentic AI developer experience.
This is AMD's continued push to build out their open-source GPU compute stack as a viable alternative to NVIDIA. You know, ROCm 10.0 specifically focuses on making it easier for developers to build agentic AI applications on AMD hardware, which is crucial for them.
Definitely one to watch as the AI hardware race heats up. Now, for a more concerning story, hackers managed to trick an AI coding agent into breaching 7 companies through social engineering tactics.
This highlights a growing vulnerability, Paul. If AI agents can be socially engineered, it means our digital defenses need to evolve rapidly. It's not just about protecting against human hackers anymore, but also against sophisticated AI-driven attacks.
A stark reminder of the security challenges ahead. And finally, a quick note on AI and public policy. Texas has halted funding for Flock AI surveillance cameras after spending $30 million on the system.
That's a significant move, Paul, reflecting increasing scrutiny over privacy and the use of AI in public surveillance. It seems state governments are becoming more cautious about these deployments, especially with ongoing investigations into companies like Flock.
Indeed, Jane, it's a complex landscape we're navigating. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow with more news from the world of AI.